Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today is Kim Caudill, who is the director of the Wilkes County Board of Elections. And I'm sure everyone has noticed at this point that this is an election year. You see all of those posters and signs up everywhere about vote for this and vote for that. And I think we were supposed to have had a primary in March, but there was a hullabaloo of things with district and redistricting. And so here we are having a primary in May. So, Kim, when is the primary now?
It is May 17th, and all polling places open at 6:30 a.m. that day and close at 7:30 p.m.
So 6:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. on the 17th.
On the 17th of May.
Okay. If I needed to register to vote for this primary, if I'm not already registered, or if I needed to change something in my voter registration, my name, my address, my affiliation, how do I go about registering, and when do I need to do that?
Well, the registration actually closes this Friday, April 22nd at 5 p.m., and this is the last day for any party changes, political party changes before the primary. You can register in our office at the Board of Elections office in the County Office Building through Friday at 5 p.m., or we have forms available on our website. You can print those off and mail them in or drop them off. If you mail them, they must be postmarked by Friday. And the Postal Service doesn't always postmark everything, so you may have to request that they put a postmark on the envelope. Or if you're a DMV customer, you can register through the DMV online services.
But all of this needs to be done by 5 p.m. Friday.
Correct. For voters who miss that, we can still do name and address changes at early voting or on election day.
All right. So since you brought up early voting, when does that start?
So that's going to start actually next week. That begins on Thursday, April the 28th.
Okay.
And it runs through Saturday, May the 14th.
What are the times for the early voting?
Weekday hours, it's 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on our Saturdays, and we're open on three Saturdays, so we're open April 30th, May 7th, and May 14th. We're 8 to 3 on those days. And we're going to be located in the commissioner's room of the county office building, which is the first floor when you first come in the building, the room right there.
Now, when did you say the times were for the weekday early voting?
8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., so our regular office hours.
And so the early voting starts on Thursday, April 25th.
28th.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. So that's next week.
That's next week. And for voters who miss registering to vote by Friday, during early voting only, they can come in and register and vote with proof of residency, which would be driver's license, utility bill, bank statement, and there's a whole list, but that's the most common forms that they could bring in with them.
Is there a way to check your voter registration status either with you or online?
Yes. We actually have a link on our website, and it links to the State Board of Elections website where you can check your registration online, and you go in and put in your name, and then it'll pull you up, and then you can see what address you're registered at, where your polling place is, what your political party is, and you can also see your sample ballot choice on there as well.
All right, so they do have the sample ballots.
Yes, and we have those on our website, which they're all listed, and it depends upon your precinct and your party on which ballot style you would choose. So you can do that, check your registration to ensure you're looking at the correct ballot style for you.
Okay, now when you say ballot style, how do you determine what is your ballot style? What is that based on?
Well, it's based first on political party. So in a primary, if you're registered with a political party, you vote in that party's primary. Currently, there's one Democrat ballot, but the Republican Party, we're split in House districts, so we have two different Republican Party ballots because one of the House districts has a primary and one doesn't. And then we also have the nonpartisan ballot, which is just the school board. So unaffiliated voters currently can choose a party ballot if they wish, so they have a choice of the Democrat ballot, the Republican ballot, or the nonpartisan ballot.
All right. So if you are a registered Democrat, then there is a ballot that will be yours, and you can see the sample for that online.
Correct. Correct.
If you are a registered Republican, there's actually two different ones because of two different House districts.
Correct.
And you can see mm-hmm. both of those online.
Right. And then we have voters who will be 18 by the November election date are allowed to vote in a primary, but our school board election is their general election, so they're not allowed to vote in that. And so there's a separate ballot style for 17-year-old voters without the school board on that.
And you said the unaffiliated voters, they can choose which ballot they
mm-hmm.
want to vote?
They sure, mm-hmm, they can. And then when they go in to vote, they'll be asked at the check-in table which ballot they wish to choose. And then the Libertarian voters, there's no primary for those voters, so they get the nonpartisan ballot.
Okay. Are there any changes as far as voting locations? I know the schools will be in session on election day, so how will that work? Is there any changes there?
Yes, we had to make a couple of changes at our two largest precincts. So at the Reddys River precinct, which normally votes at West High, we have moved that for the primary to the Millers Creek Fire Department. And then the Mulberry precinct that normally votes at Mulberry School, we've moved to the Mulberry Fair Plains Fire Department to help with the traffic, because it would be very congested at those locations with school and the large number of voters.
Okay, so go over that again just so everyone can get it. The Reddys River that is normally at West High, you've moved that to where?
To the Millers Creek Fire Department on Boone Trail.
Okay.
And they're next to Millers Creek Baptist Church.
And then the other move was who and what?
The Mulberry Precinct, which normally is at Mulberry School, will now be at the Mulberry Fair Plains Fire Department.
Okay. And again, at both of these locations, as with all the locations on the 17th, they open at 6:30 a.m. and close at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, they do. And as you mentioned, school will be in session, and we are still at, I believe, five schools. So in those polling places, voters will need to be aware that during drop-off and pick-up times at school, there could be a few traffic delays if they choose to go at that time.
Okay. So, again, just be careful with the traffic and schools being in session anyway. How about if you happen to get there at, 25 after 7, and you're still in line at 7:30 and you hadn't got to vote yet, how does that work?
So if you're in line at 7:30, you're still eligible to vote. So you must be in line at 7:30 when the polls close.
Okay. Kim, is there a way just to get general information? If people have joined us in the middle of the program and they didn't get it all, I'm going to be putting the program on our website tomorrow so they can hear it again. But is there a website where they can go to and get general information about voting in Wilkes or voting in North Carolina?
Yes. We have a website at wilkescounty.net, and then you just go to the elections page, and there's all kinds of information there. And we also have a link to the North Carolina State Board of Elections website where there's even more information that voters can look at.
All right. So just many ways then that they can find out about what they need to know when it comes to voting. But some things to take note of, and if you want to have a calendar handy, you need to register to vote by this Friday, which is the 22nd. If you're changing anything, then you need to have that done by 5 p.m. Friday.
And that is the last day for any political party changes.
Okay.
It is Friday.
The time for the early voting starts next week on the 28th. And that is weekday voting, or 8:30 to 5. And this goes through Saturday, May 14th. This for us is Saturdays. Is that right?
Correct.
8 to 3.
And we're 8 to 3, and we're 3 Saturdays. So we're April 30th, May 7th, and May 14th. And that's in the commissioner's room of the county office building.
Okay. So the last day for early voting is Saturday, May 14th, then?
Correct. 3 p.m.
And the primary is May 17th, and again, that's 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Correct.
A couple of changes. The Reddys River precinct, which is normally at West High, this time will be at Millers Creek Volunteer Fire Department.
Correct.
The Mulberry District, which is normally at Mulberry School, will be at the Mulberry Fair Plains Fire Department.
Correct.
Schools will be in session, so watch for traffic if you are arriving to vote as schools or the students are coming to school or if you're arriving in the afternoon when students are leaving school. Just
correct.
Mm-hmm. Be real careful. And it's WiltsCounty.net is your
website. WiltsCounty.net. Uh-huh. Or you can call our office at 336-651-7339.
Okay. And, again, lots of ways to get information about voting.
Yes, and we also have mail-out absentee ballots, which we didn't mention, that's going on right now. So voters can request to have a ballot mailed to them if they're unable to get out and go in person to vote on Election Day or at one stop.
Okay, go through the process of that. To request a absentee ballot, what is the process they need to do?
So there's an absentee request form, and that's available in our office or on our website. And that form can be mailed or hand-delivered by the voter or near relative. Or there's an absentee portal that's on the State Board of Elections website where voters can go in and put their information in and request an absentee ballot that way.
Okay. And when do the absentee ballots need to be returned by?
Well, the last day to request one is going to be the Tuesday before the election, which is May 10th. And then they've got to be back if they're delivered in person on Election Day by 5 p.m., or if they're mailed and postmarked by Election Day, we can receive them through the mail on May 20th.
Okay.
The last day.
All right. Well, Kim, have we touched on everything that we need to talk about today?
I think so. That's lots of information.
It really is. All right. Kim Caudle with the Wilkes County Board of Elections, thank you so much. Very important information, and I hope everyone will take note of all the things that we told them here. And definitely, Kim, go out and vote. Early voting or on primary election day, go out and exercise your right to vote.
Yes.
All right, Kim Caudle, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more music on the way next.